Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Should your retirement plan care if there is a recession ahead? You know, the intuitive response is yes, of course your finances should care. If you know a recession is ensuing, and we don't know it for sure, but I do think we're going to have that probably next year, you can adjust accordingly. But think about it this way. Markets ebb and flow. We go through cycles. We go through market booms. We also go through market busts. We never know why or when, but we are going to see booms and busts. And if your portfolio is built to withstand downturns, a financial plan shouldn't actually worry too much if a recession is brewing or not. It should be set up to weather one, not have to take a 180-degree pivot that takes on new risks and incurs cost. So financial plans should have a very diligent eye and active hands. We should be strategic. But we also know how important it is to stay invested. And most behavioral mistakes when it comes to wealth management come from going in and out. And one of the big problems with timing is we have two issues with timing. It isn't just about when to get out. It's also about when to get back in. And it's just devil's folly, I think. The market in and of itself is a longer-term instrument when you look at things like the stock market. We have no idea what the stock market will do in the short term. If I look at the potential variability of results over a one-year period, I mean, in the next year, we could see anywhere from a decline of 40% to a gain of 25 or 30% and everything in between. But if I go out 8 or 10 years, my range of potential outcomes in the stock market gets a whole lot tighter. We're not going to be down 40% per year for the next 10 years. We're also not going to be up 25% per year for the next 10 years. So the further we focus out into the future, the more things become much, much more predictable. And getting in and out can just be so dangerous. But we do want to be strategic. We also need to understand that, hey, if we feel like there's a recession coming, Jim, shouldn't we be doing something about that? Well, maybe, maybe not, because the stock market, it's not looking at where we are or where we've been. It's looking at where we're likely to be going. One of the reasons the market is so volatile right now is it doesn't know how to react to different news about inflation and about Federal Reserve policy. And those two things are driving things. And the market's not looking at what happened last month. The stock market's looking at where we're going to be in 6 or 8 months. So be careful with trying to time things like a recession. That can be very, very dangerous. However, there are a few things you can be doing. One, you should look, does your portfolio need to be rebalanced? If it's not rebalanced, you're in effect kind of making a decision about the current market events. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do that, but it should be a very measured response. Are you tax smart? You know, now's a good time to be considering things like Roth conversion. You can convert in most of this, your investments, you can convert more shares to a Roth today than you could 10 months ago for the same tax cost. And then when the market bounces, you own more shares for a lower tax cost. Now's a good time to be thinking about tax planning. You also maybe look at your short-term plans, things like buying a new car or buying a new house. With interest rates where they are, maybe you should be on pause a little bit, especially, and with cars, you know, the car market is still very, very hot with new and used cars. So if you have flexibility in your planning, you do want to be strategic in the short term, but you should be preparing for recession before it happens, and then your financial plan can weather the storm.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting broganfinancial.com.